A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Need some water.
Yeah, John, can we get the interns to bring us some water? Because we haven't left during the breaks because we've been trying to eat wings. So, if you're just joining us, we're doing a 100-wing challenge between the two of us. And I'm slowing down.
Oh, I'm undoubtedly slowing
down. I made the mistake of looking into the bucket to see how many were left.
How many of you guys got left?
I don't know. There's a lot. I think...
More than halfway?
Oh, I'm way more than halfway.
Yeah, we both have one bucket down.
We were halfway before the last break.
Oh, both of you have two buckets.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. Two buckets each.
Yeah, two buckets with 25.
I think I've probably got 18, 17-ish left.
I think I'm around 15 left, but I'm not sure. I was going to count, but I don't really want to know at this point. And I made a real tactical error here by eating the barbecue in second because the sauce is heavier. And I am slowing down significantly. That was you.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to make it. I just don't know that I'm going to make it to the end of the show. Because yeah. I'm... John, I hope you got backup plans here. Get people to come in here and take over. You know, if I had just...
That second belch really helped.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can pretty much say, without fear of contradiction, there will be hurling in my future. So you're just going to do this the whole show, huh?
I don't know.
And yeah, I have this bottle of whiskey that I was going to get, like AD was going to fix my computer screen. So I was going to give him a bottle of whiskey, but he hasn't been here all week. So I'm just going to do it myself. I may just slam the whiskey when this is over with. It's probably the only thing that is going to save me at this point. Although another tactical error, I ordered the bourbon wings, which I suspect have real bourbon in them.
Probably so. Usually when you order stuff like that, most of it's cooked out.
Yeah, I would hope.
Thank
so.
You.
I'm hoping it's just the sauce and there wasn't actually bourbon in there. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Yeah, I literally feel very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
So...
And
they're
I'm
good
terrified.
Wings. Don't get me wrong. They're good wings.
I'm terrified to find myself in a scenario where I need to use the restroom because Jong and I made a very disturbing discovery today.
Oh, no.
In the restroom.
Did that same guy leave a floater again?
No.
There's some guy in there who's just bombing the place, and he won't flush.
Do you remember when they... used to keep a trash can inside the stall because there were people who refused to flush toilet paper, so they would throw it in that trash can.
Yeah.
Well, today I go and use the urinal and I go to wash my hands, and they've removed that trash can, by the way, from the stall. So now people are bringing their used toilet paper to the main trash can by the sink.
Yeah, they've been doing that a lot. Used, too.
Oh, yeah. Clumped up and brown.
Who the hell does that?
Monsters. That's the only thing I can think. It's a monster who's doing this.
Yeah. Next contract, private restroom just for the show.
It has to be.
That has to be worked in. That they clean every friggin' day.
Ugh.
Because it is... And not only is this restroom bad, it's the design of it is ridiculous because... There's one urinal, which somebody is always leaving stuff on that's disgusting, and there's two stalls, and one of the stalls also happens to be the entryway into the mechanical room.
Right.
So if anything breaks in the building and you're in there busting a grumpy, they have to walk through while you're doing it to get in and fix a building. It's crazy stuff. And they're just nasty. And I'm telling you, man, it's the deportes, guys. That's that, and there's some old people, in a new group of old people, really old men, that don't wash their hands either. I think it's them. I don't know what their business is, but they're here now, and they're messing up our restroom.
Gabriel says, Golovkin needs to prove himself before fighting Canelo. You might want to ask Amir Khan how it went. Right. So Amir Khan fighting up two weight classes. And by the way, piecing Canelo up before he got knocked out. And let's not act like, you know, Amir Khan has a chin. He doesn't.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, if you're going to beat your chest over the Amir Khan knockout, okay. But if
I would bet you real money right now that if Amir Khan fought Golovkin, which who knows? Maybe
there would be criminal charges.
Maybe that happens.
No, it
doesn't
happen.
Go six rounds.
No way. No way.
And listen, I like Canelo. I don't like being in the position of having to say, you know.
I like Canelo too, actually.
I like him a lot. And I don't blame him for not wanting to fight Golovkin. And I don't blame him for looking for reasons not to. And you know what? He's going to make a lot of money whether he fights him or not. But don't act like that Golovkin doesn't belong in the ring with him. That's just silly. And yeah, they both have been fighting dogs. Go look at what Golovkin's done to all of his dogs. He's Michael Victim.
He kills them all.
Yeah. Joshua says boxing has a problem of having one or two good, decent fighters followed by a sea of bums in each weight class. And part of that is these bums get built up so that they can sell pay-per-view buys.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these guys that aren't really that good get these high-profile fights. You're like, oh, well, he lost to Cotto. He lost to Canelo, but he's beating everybody else. Well, he's just still not that good. But it's well, Bradley's a perfect example of that. The guy, he got the win over Pacquiao.
Yeah.
But Bradley was never going to highlight. He was never going to be a highlight fight on a pay-per-view. Unless he was going up, unless he's fighting somebody who people are actually buying the fight for. But he got built up. Let's do one quick call on that. Clark, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, I'm doing sports. Wanted to make a comment on the Canelo situation. I just don't understand. You know, he's fighting this guy that's a natural 140. That fights at 140 and 147. He come up to, 155, knocks him out, do something he's supposed to do. And he's saying he don't want to fight Gennady. That's cool. But why you can't fight the Charlo twins, or you give Laura the rematch? Well, I feel like, you know, Laura beat him. But I just feel like, you know, Oscar De La Hoya kind of cherry-picking for him. Because there's a lot of undefeated young champions at 154 that he don't even want to fight. I listen. Thanks, guys.
I mean, I understand exactly why Oscar De La Hoya is not trying to throw this guy to the wolves, because this is Oscar De La Hoya's meal ticket now. I mean, I understand him wanting to be protective of it. But
and it's a lot of promoters cherry pick for guys.
Of course.
And what did Mayweather do for years? That's just the sport, and that's what's frustrating about it, and that's why there are those of us who would love to see that fight, just so that we for once could say, hey, you know what? Two guys got together that we wanted to see. And we had two opportunities this year, and one of them it looks like we're gonna get, which is one more than we ever get, which is Ward and Kovalev.
Yeah.
And you know what? And if Canelo's not going to fight him, then if Golovkin has to go up and fight those guys, I bet at some point he does. But
maybe that's what it'll take for Golovkin to get a good fight. And I will say, you know, Golovkin's in, as far as where all the good fighters are right now, Golovkin's on a little bit of an island.
Yeah.
You know, there's not really anyone who's naturally his size
this
to
is
fight.
This is really the one sexy fight he could get.
I mean, yeah, this is, and the reason why people started pushing for this, well, he could have gotten Cotto.
Yeah.
Cotto doesn't want to fight Golovkin because Cotto's a sane man. That guy's not, he's not trying to get beheaded. And I mean, he can move up in weight class and fight at an unnatural weight. The reason why people started clamoring for the Canelo fight is because Canelo became the middleweight champion. And if you're the middleweight champion, it's just kind of assumed that you want to fight middleweights.
Yeah.
And so far, Canelo doesn't really seem that interested in fighting actual middleweights.
And that's fine. He's going to get a bunch of big paydays fighting who he's fighting.
Fighting welterweights and knocking them out. And that's fine. But it will eventually get to where people question if you want to fight it, if you want that fight or not. And then you can't act like you really want the fight if you don't.
And he might, but if Oscar doesn't want it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Well, his press conference said that he's got his people. He wants them to work towards a fight. He wants to fight. He wants to have it.
And I've heard that before a million times, so I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
And if that's unfair, so be it. I don't care. And for those of you who keep saying, oh, don't quit saying he doesn't want to fight Triple G. Until he does, yeah, I don't think he wants to fight him. And if not him, then Oscar doesn't want him to fight him. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings about, you know, because you wear Canelo underwear. I get it. I like the guy too. But let's not pretend like he wants this fight when this is the first step towards it not happening.
Yeah.
And that's all right. Go beat up another con. And you'll pay for it, and I'll pay for it, and we'll all watch it and enjoy it. And I'll, you know what? I'll go pay to watch Golovkin beat up some other bum because I love to watch a guy fight. And if they never fight, so be it. All right, we'll get to some other stuff.
To me, this is what makes it so interesting, is that there are people who really, and it's the same way when there were people who really believed that Manny Pacquiao could beat Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
There are people who really believe Canelo will beat Golovkin. I just hope we get to see it.
Yeah. I love it. You're hating because he's telling him to come down and wait. I'm not hating, loser.
He's hating because he's telling the middleweight champion to fight at middleweight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
What a strange request that is.
God. Yeah, and it's so funny how people with their boxers are worse than people with their sports teams. It's like
because it becomes a national
right, and he can do no wrong.
Or a race issue.
And you know what? Fine, if he doesn't fight him, he doesn't fight him. Big deal. Well, you know who misses out? People like us who actually enjoy fights like that. You're not going to miss out because you're going to pay for whatever Canelo fight it is. All right, let's take a break. We'll move on to something else when we come back. Lots of good stuff, assuming we live through the wings. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm losing my enthusiasm for this. I'm down to 7. First, I think I'm going to pass out. And you thought I had passed out, actually.
I actually thought... Like I looked up and I heard like a noise, and I looked up and you were on the ground.
Yeah,
like on your hands and knees, and my initial thought was, "Oh man,
he's gonna die."
Fred just had a heart attack.
He's gonna die right here.
And so I said, "Hey man, are you okay?" And you were just picking up
little piece. Yeah, some little bit of chicken got on the floor, and I'm kind of anal about stuff like that. So I didn't want to leave it there and then step on it and rub it into the carpet and everything. So I crawled down there and picked it up and threw it away. So, technically, I don't know if I've actually eaten that many wings since there was, like, little pieces of... Well, it's just scraps, right? So, it's off the bone. So, that still counts. So, I have 7 left. So, Ryan, riveting talk about a fight that'll never happen. We did that for 5 years with, you know... And I'm not falling into that trap. I'm just not. Do you think the home nine will hand sail his first loss? Hey, they've won two in a row. Good for them.
They've won two in a row. Do I think they'll beat Sale? No.
No, but I don't know. I have some other stuff I wanted to get to, if that's okay. Assuming I can make it. We have the Bovada did its over-under totals for the NFL.
Okay.
Does that interest you at all?
Sure.
Okay, good. That wasn't a rhetorical question.
Oh, sorry. I assumed that you were...
Yeah, no, because I'm always interested in these, but... For two reasons. For those of you who don't gamble, this kind of tells you what Vegas thinks of your team.
Okay.
And Vegas knows more about your team than you do. Just in general. So, this kind of gives you a guide as to what kind of season they think they're going to have. There are 5 teams that Bovada has at 10.5 wins. How many of those do you think you could guess?
At 10.5 or more?
Just 10.5. That's the total.
They're all at 10. Is that the highest total?
That's the highest total on the board.
Patriots?
Yes.
Broncos?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll give them to you because...
No, let me keep right. going.
There's two I assume you'll get. The other two I don't think you will.
Green Bay?
Green Bay is one of them.
Seattle?
Seattle is one of them. That's the two I thought you'd get.
Arizona?
Arizona's 9.5.
Okay. Man, I don't feel... Oh, Carolina?
Carolina. That's one I didn't think you'd get.
I don't know who the last one could be.
Pittsburgh.
Under.
I don't know. I think they're going to be pretty good this year. But
I think that division is just tough. I mean, that's
yeah, tough. But that's the one team that in all of those cases, I mean, I think that number's about right. Except Steelers, I might lean under because they feel like a 10-6 team to me. I might lean under on the Panthers as well. I might actually go under on the Seahawks because I think they're going to be about 10-6. Cardinals 9.5. Bengals 9.5. Cowboys 9.5. Colts 9.5. Chiefs 9.5. Vikings 9.5.
That's a high number.
I think the Vikings are going to be really good this year. But the problem is, like with both the Chiefs and the Vikings, the over is -130. So, you know, they're thinking they're going to get 10 wins. The Broncos come in at 9. The Ravens 8.5. The Raiders 8.5.
Oh boy,
I think they're going to be good, but I couldn't bring myself to bet an over on that. And the Texans are also 8.5. Of the three teams, though, Vegas thinks they're most likely to go over because they're -135 for the over.
Okay.
I think that number is about right. I think 9 is the number for them. So your teams with 8 wins, your Buffalo Bills.
I'll go under.
The Jets of New York.
I'll go under.
The Giants of New York. Over is -160.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Falcons 7.5.
Boy, that team should win more than 7.5.
They won't though. They're
if they don't, Dan Quinn. I mean,
Bears. How about Bears 7.5?
I'll go over.
Jaguars 7.5, and the over is -150. I know everybody's in love with them. I'm taking the under on
that. I'll go under on that too. Yeah, because if they win 7 games, that's a pretty big success.
Yeah, 7 games would be a big step forward for them, and you still cash and you get a plus number. Rams 7.5.
Give me under.
I'm with you on that. Buccaneers 7.5.
Give me under again.
The team from Washington, who no one wants to call Redskins, 7.5.
I'll go over.
Lions 7.5.
I'll go under.
Dolphins 7.
I'll go under.
Saints 7.
I'll go under.
Give me the over on them this year. Eagles 7.
You always say the over on the Saints. They're like your Ravens to me.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, I'll take the Saints. You'll take the Ravens. We know that every year. Eagles 7.
Under.
Chargers 7.
Over.
49ers 5.5.
Under.
Tennessee Titans 5.5.
Under.
And the bottom number on the board at 4.5, your Cleveland Browns.
4.5?
4.5. The over is -130, so they think they're going to win 5 games.
I'd go over.
Anyway. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Jorge says, I'm a huge Canelo fan, but a bigger boxing fan, and this fight has to happen. It doesn't have to happen. That's boxing. It's not like, that's the thing. Every other sport, you know, college football used to be that way, too. Yeah, we don't have to put these teams together. Every other sport, you wind up at some point facing the best. And you know what? And that's one thing that I like about the UFC is that Dana White tries to make those fights. And yeah. And they've missed on some too. But that's been something that they've always tried to do. When you get a fight that people want to see, you try to make it happen. But you know, boxing is not like that, man. It's about making money and it's about protecting, you know, protecting what you have and making as much money as you can. It's that simple. Anyway, I don't think I'll play any of those numbers, but I do think there's a couple that interest me there. And mainly that under on the Jaguars. I think they're going to be better, but there does seem to be this, oh, they've gotten all these players, suddenly they're going to be really good. No, I think suddenly they're going to be 6 or 7 win good if it all works out for them. And that's still under 7.5 last time I checked. I'm not sure what to make of the Texans over 8.5. But if you look at it from this perspective, the Vegas thinks the Colts will win the division with 9.5 wins. Texans will be second in the division with 8.5. Jaguars third at 7.5. And the Titans once again dead last at 5.5.
Yeah.
So
this is probably the way I predict the division going as well.
Yeah. I think, and that's one of the things that, man, I'm losing my train of thought. All I can think about is how fat I feel right now.
Oh, I'm hurting.
I swear, I feel like I just ate a small baby, and it was filled with barbecue sauce.
Baby eater.
Ugh. All right. Those of you asking about Jong's challenge, it's on the Facebook page. You can see it. He seems to be fine. He survived. I guess in retrospect, if I could have done that and be where Jong is now versus still having 7 left.
I wonder if I would make that decision again.
Yeah, I think we might have chose poorly.
And I would have had ice cream. That would have been nice.
Yeah, ice cream would have been nice. You know what would be nice? Is I may have to pop the cap on this. Just wash this down with some alcohol. That might be the only way I can make it through the show, John.
That might prevent you from making it through the show also.
That might be a good thing, though, because then I can
Aren't you not drinking?
Not during the week, no.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I'm going to, after this, I'm violating that tonight. Honestly.
Do you have some of the green stuff? Maybe that will make you hungry.
I do. Not with me. But, yeah, it's too late. You can't go and do that afterwards.
That's true.
And say, oh, this will give me the reverse munchies. Suddenly, I won't feel so friggin' fat.
Yeah.
So I won't feel like I've got an alien sticking out of my stomach.
Well, I meant like, so it'll give you the munchies. It'll kind of give you an appetite to finish those.
I don't have any with me. I don't carry it to work, Jong. Jeez. I keep it at home. When I have it, which I don't, in case you're listening, officers. But I would never bring that with me anywhere. Okay, I'm just going to take a break. I'm going to see how many more of these I can get through. I'm not liking our chance. You've got, like, what, 12 left over there?
I swear my bucket had more than 25 in it, my second bucket.
I feel like I've eaten 50 already. But
it's like, I showed you, my bucket looks like it's almost empty.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you count them up, there's still, like, 10 of them in there. And I've eaten way more than 15 of these garlic ones. This is... My wife is going to be so mad that I ate this much garlic, too. This is not going to do well for my marriage.
Oh, well. I'm sure you've done worse. I know how I have, so. All right, let's just go to break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I'm not going to make it, John. I've got two left. I have two left, but honestly, I am feeling really sick right now. Remember how I quit smoking and I quit drinking during the week? I'm about to go pop this bottle and I'm going to go walk over to Chevron and buy a pack of cigarettes now. Oh, wait, I can't walk. I'll waddle. I'm not even sure I can get up.
You still have about an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, dude, there's no way I'm making it till 6 o'clock. There's no way. I only have to do two.
I only have one left.
Really? But, of course, I have two really big ones. And they've been stuck at the bottom of this bucket now for 2 hours. So they got, like, stuff on them that I'm not even sure what it is. So that's going to be the challenge here at the end, is not puking them up immediately.
If it happens, it happens, Fred.
Dude, oh, if it does, the problem is this bucket ain't going to hold it.
These wings are so massive, too.
They're good wings. Don't get me wrong. Just don't order 50 of them. Well, 100, technically. Yeah. Honestly, I can't even concentrate right now. I can't even think, oh, let's talk about this. All I can think about is how do I not throw up for the next hour and a half? How do I focus on that?
Don't focus on it. Just be and hope.
What am I being and what am I hoping?
Just be a guy who ate 50 wings and hope you don't throw up.
That's pretty much where I am.
I feel like I need to do a bone count because...
You think you did more? I'm kind of thinking maybe there were more in there. I think they might have jacked with us and stuck 30 in one of those buckets. Because at first I was counting them just based on how many I was eating. And then I figured, okay, well, there's 25 in there, so there must be 20.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that wasn't a mistake.
You know, it's always really hot in here.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, really cold in here. Yeah. It's really hot today. Like, I've got the meat sweats. It's hit me.
And I feel like I've been mainlining barbecue sauce for the last hour.
This last wing?
Yeah.
Not appealing.
Oh, I keep looking at these, and each time I look at them, they look worse.
I'm dreading this last break.
Oh, well. But you know what? We're going to have done it in well under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know what that says about us, but the actual challenge was to do it in 3 hours. So we've done that. But I have to say, it served its purpose. I hate meat.
Yeah.
You're
going to be a vegan now?
I am not going to eat anything again until 2018.
Okay.
Not a bite of anything.
Okay.
Ever. And I'm looking at all these great flavors they have on here, and each one of them, it's like, yeah, I could throw that one up right now.
Yeah.
That one I could throw up right now. Parmesan pepper, yeah, throw that up. Dusted Island Jerk, yeah.
Yep.
Every one of them.
Arizona Ranch.
Yeah, Hurl. All over the walls.
The Lube Sriracha.
Actually, that sounds like something totally different, but hey, yeah. Whatever. Okay, so, yeah, I know that we told you guys we would do this. We thought it'd be fun. I hope it's been entertaining for you, at least. It hasn't been for
you. Yeah.
All right. Man, let's just grab a phone call. Hopefully you guys can carry this a little bit, because I damn sure can't. Carrie, you're on the Blitz. Go. Carrie.
Sports
to you.
Hey, guys. I didn't know if y'all saw the comments from Brandon Mebane on the Chargers defense and how he said that there could possibly be more talent or more potential on that defense. And another thing, I just want to see where you guys think Philip Rivers ranks among NFL quarterbacks right now. Thanks, guys.
I'll be honest, man. I'm not even paying attention. What did he say?
Hey, where's Philip Rivers rank amongst NFL 13th. Quarterbacks right now? Yeah, I'll go
13th.
12 to 16.
Yeah, I'm just going to put a number at 13, damn it.
Firm.
Right there. If I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to be wrong with conviction.
I don't know if we can take any more calls. John, I don't know if we can do a show. The show might be over.
You got some backups in there?
No, no backups.
Hey, how about you talk for a bit?
What do you want me to talk about?
Anything.
Your thoughts on Canelo Golovkin?
Yeah.
I think Triple G will wipe the floor with him.
All right.
I don't know.
Now expand on that for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, no, just for the next three. Then we'll go to break again. And then when we do Gym of the Day, it'll be getting your reaction to Gym of the Day.
Now, I'm not a boxing fan like you guys. I'm a casual one. The last fight I bought was Mayweather-Pacquiao, and I swore.
Sorry.
Yeah. I swore never to buy another boxing fight ever again. But if Canelo were to take on Triple G, I might go back on my word and buy that one.
Would you buy Warden Kovalev?
No, I don't think
really?
So.
Really? See, we are dorks.
Yeah.
Part of it is we get sent out there so much that, you know, I used to love boxing growing up, and then I kind of got away from it. And then since we do so much with HBO now, I've fallen in love with it again. And now I'm just more frustrated than ever when I can't get the fights I want.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Mayweather Triple G, but...
Oh, that would never
happen. That would never happen.
Floyd would never do that.
Floyd's a smart man. He understands. And that's a lot to ask of Floyd to go up to that weight.
Yeah.
And he's got too much to lose.
Well, I figured they would have fought at a catch weight, or if anything, Triple G... He would have probably asked Triple G to come down.
But. Although, I'll go on record as saying I'd much rather see that than even Golovkin and Canelo, because it's so hard to hit Floyd, and this guy can hit everybody. That, to me, would be the perfect matchup, and even at this age. But, I mean, obviously, it would never happen. So, see, now you've just got me even more frustrated, John.
Yeah.
Hey, at least it took my mind off of throwing up for about 2 minutes there.
What about you, Ernest? What do you think?
What's going on, fellas?
We're eating a lot of chicken.
Hey, man, y'all suck it up, man. Just wait another hour, y'all can finish. But I was going to talk about the Canelo, the Triple G. I'm a big Triple G fan, and, of course, I think he would beat Canelo. But I was wondering what y'all thought about him faring against Ward or Kovalov. And since y'all brought up the odds and stuff like that, I'm going to put my money down on the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl, and I'm going to put my money down on the over 9.5. And I say Cowboys coach Super Bowl 51. We win 27-13 in the Texans stadium.
The only problem with that is, and I noticed you said we win, and which that lets me know where you stand.
By the way, who cares what stadium you win the Super Bowl in as long as you win the damn Super Bowl?
I think the Cowboys, over 9.5 seems like such a great number if you could guarantee me Tony Romo will be healthy.
Yeah, if Tony Romo's healthy, that's an easy number.
And when's the last time Tony Romo had a healthy season? And if he's not healthy, the Cowboys have no chance of winning anything.
Yeah, they're not going to win 9.5. So, I mean, that's what that over-under bet is Romo healthy? I'd probably lean toward the under, to be honest with you. If he's healthy, yeah, they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't think they're the lock that you are. But they're very definitely a Super Bowl contender. All right, one more. Is that Mata? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mata, what's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I just wanted to say that, I think the fight is going to happen between Canelo and Golovkin. Maybe not when we want to see it. But I think, Canelo's young. He, we remember when Fernando Vargas fought Tito Trinidad, and we all know that Tito pretty much put a beating on him, where Vargas was never the same. I could see, Golden Boy protecting Canelo a little bit. And it'll happen. I think next year, just not when we want to see it. If not next year, maybe the following year.
Yeah, the problem with that is, like you said, Canelo's young. He's 25. Golovkin's 34.
Right. And if they can put that off for 2 years and take on a 36-year-old Golovkin. And you know what? He's one of those Eastern Europeans. He may actually be 44.
Could be.
We don't know. I don't even know what that means anymore. All right. Taking a break. Come back. I will have eaten the last two.
Are you not going to save it?
For what? What am I saving it for?
I don't know. When you're feeling much better.
No, I'm not going to feel better, John.
Feel better.
No, this is not going away. So I'm going to finish him off now and be done with it so I can just whine and complain about it for the next hour and 15 minutes. Is that okay with you? Is that fine?
That's not fine. You can go take a dump if you want.
I can't. It's like all in one place, like right at the top of my gut, like right under the sternum. Like it's an alien right there. It's all right there. And it's going to take 6 days to digest all this stuff. I will never eat again. Quick break. It's a blitz.
Weight loss program.
Yeah. Fred Fowler here for never eating again.
Yeah. My new diet plan.
Have you squeezed 50 wings in
ever.
In an hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah. The great thing about my diet is you start out by eating 50 wings.
Sounds great. The wings you love.
And then
any flavor.
Then you don't eat for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Or ever again, for that matter, until you drop dead and die.
And you lose weight.
Yeah. It's a great program.
100% success rate.
Exactly.
As long as you don't quit after one day.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you stick to the program, it will work for you. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
We're the champions.
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah,
everybody's saying, why didn't you pace it out?
Yeah, what the hell? Now everybody's saying, you should have done this.
All you guys are experts now. The reality is, and I told Fred at the beginning, eat as much as you can early on.
Right.
Because the longer it, first of all, as chicken wings get colder, they become less pleasant to eat.
Yeah, and greasier and everything else.
Yeah. Which, and once the first 30 wings hit your stomach, you're going to be full.
Yeah.
So
it's about 22 for me is when I actually started feeling full.
If you don't, if you pace it out, which isn't even halfway, I mean, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, no, pacing it out doesn't work. You have to go as fast as you can, and then shove the last few in at the end, which is what we did. You know, as Henry and Fred are out there because they're doing their show tonight at 7, HD show. Really mm-hmm. good show if you haven't heard it. I bet you Henry could do that. Henry could have nailed 50 in an hour and 45.
Maybe.
Fred probably could, too. That's probably the only other show that could pull that off.
In under 2 hours?
Yeah. It's a pretty good challenge.
While doing a show. Now, listen, yeah, if we had just been able true. To sit here, I could have finished 50 wings in, 20 minutes probably.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult. How long are our breaks on average, John, would you say?
If you have a live read, the live read counts as a commercial break. It's 4 minutes, so if you had a live read, it's three minutes.
Yes. So we did that all on the break.
Yeah. We ate no chicken while on the air.
No, and we had talked about maybe doing that. Like, I talked for a few minutes while you eat one or two. I think we needed the breaks. We needed the show as breaks from the breaks, as it were. Anyway, join ESPN 97.5 as we celebrate the grand opening of Paradigm Training Centers. Grand opening Saturday at 5 p.m. All events are open to the public, so anyone can register. Tournaments include submission grappling, MMA, hard sparring, plus kickboxing and more. Log on to info at paradigmtrainingcenter.com for all the info and to get registered. So. Yes. What now?
Lamont is provoking you to vomit, I think.
I'm not looking at anything Lamont's put on there. Because he did the foot thing that he always does when he's trying to irritate me. And so I kidded with him about being blocked, but I'm not looking at any of his tweets.
Yeah, Ian says Golovkin's 34. I thought he was in his 20s. Did he start fighting late? He looks really young.
Yeah.
He turned pro at 25, but he had 350 AMI fights.
Yeah.
It's probably because he looks so damn happy all the time.
Oh, he is happy.
He does.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what's keeping him looking young.
Just love to knock people out, man. He's something.
Max, I happy today. I put big drama show for fans and make money for knockout fighter. And he's a good boy, but I knock him out.
He's the best.
He is. And you know what? As little as he has to work, he probably works less than we do. Because he's knocking guys out in a minute most of the time. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I think this is New Jersey. Easton.
Okay.
Easton High School. All right, bad enough that we're having all these teacher-student things. Right.
Now we're having a student janitor.
No, we haven't gotten to that yet.
Thank God. Because when we do, this country's in the crapper.
Oh, come on. That happens all the time, student janitor. It just doesn't make news because you're not going to mess with the janitor, right? You're not going to rat the janitor out if you slept with the janitor.
When I worked on the oil rig, there were very few women on the rig, but it was made clear to you that it under no circumstances are you allowed to have relations with the women on the boat. And I mean,
what about the men?
They didn't say that we couldn't, okay. But I mean, it just wasn't,
checking.
Wasn't for me. And not that I ever had relations with a woman on the rig, but my roommate definitely, like the guy that, cause you have, your room is technically a 4-man room.
Right.
But two of those people are always working.
Right.
So you have, you know, when you come back to your room after your shift, there's just two of you there. My roommate was definitely putting it to the lady that did our laundry, which was nice in a way because
get really clean stuff and you probably.
Our laundry was always clean. Our sheets were always clean. Our beds were always made. It was really, really nice. But it also meant that sometimes I had to leave the room for 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Go find something to do. Which we tried to time
it
out.
Was it like a lot of foreplay or what?
I don't know. Huh. I mean,
30 minutes just seems kind of like a lot. That's all.
Yeah, it does. It does. Trust me.
Maybe it was twice. Maybe there were two times.
Maybe so,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm just.
Try to take it out. Like, try to make it coincide with my shower.
Yeah, okay.
But
anyway, I don't know. It wasn't the janitor.
Okay. But it wasn't the laundry girl.
It wasn't the laundry girl. It was a substitute teacher this time.
Oh, okay.
A married 49-year-old substitute teacher. See, I find this one even weirder because you almost have to be out trying to snag if you're a substitute teacher, because how often do you get to teach these kids?
Not very often.
No. So it's like she walks in, 49 years old.
And says, hey, look at that guy.
Picks out the 17-year-old boy, apparently, that she wants. And then has sex with him, not at school. That's okay. So this is a change, right?
Right.
In a cemetery.
Oh, well.
So 49-year-old substitute teacher was interrupted by police while she was having sex with a 17-year-old boy at the Easton Cemetery. Kelly Eldinger, who is now formerly of Easton, was charged with institutional sexual assault.
Well, I think she's still from Easton.
Well, it says formerly of Easton now. I don't know if she moved or what. But
where's her prison located?
Exactly. The prison's in Oliver County. Gratuitous Digstown reference. Charged with institutional sexual assault. He ordered her held on $50,000 bail pending a hearing, which is scheduled for May 31st. Said he would consider lowering her bail after she is interviewed by pretrial services at the prison. She was released Tuesday afternoon after her father posted 10% of her bail. Her contract as a temporary substitute at the high school was terminated, of course, following her court appearance. So, basically, substitute teacher goes in there one day and picks out the 17-year-old she wants, takes him to the graveyard.
Again, I don't ever feel bad when it's for some reason, I don't feel bad when a chick teacher bangs a male student.
Yeah, and that's probably...
I also don't feel bad when they're 17.
Yeah, that bothers me less than... Because that is legal in a lot of states. But what does bother me is that she's 49 years old and she's not attractive. So that...
Oh, it shows a picture?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she looks very...
That's not good.
No.
Listen, I mean, when you're 17, you get experience where you can, you know?
I think you got to be a little more discerning
than
this.
It's like when you're an MMA fighter, Fred, your first fight's not going to be in the Grand Garden Arena at the MGM. You got to fight in some pretty gnarly places before you work your way up, typically.
I don't think you can make the same comparison, because if you're a champion, then you're going to get attention right off the bat. You're going to beat the crap out of people. If you're a champion, you go for the best right off the bat. You don't go for this chick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's not a champion.
You know what?
He's an undercard fighter.
Who knows? But maybe he took a few losses.
Yeah.
Trying to go for better opponents, so this is what he had to do. But yeah, I'm just going to...
Like our security guard friend. Like he probably threw some swings and didn't work out, and finally, eventually he's just going to be like, whatever, man. I'll just do whoever.
Yeah.
Which is the way it should be.
Anyway,
let me tell you guys about Window World. You guys have been telling me, I've been telling you guys about Window World a lot lately, home of the energy efficient replacement window. I said, what could they do for me? And I found that they can do a lot. And everything they'll do for me, they'll do for you guys. That's the way it works. Sorry, I've got hiccups. I ate 50 wings. A regular glass window is going to leak air conditioning and heating at a tremendous rate, very inefficient. Multiply that leakage by every window in your home, and you're letting a lot of dollars per month float out the window. Window World's premium quality double-hung, double-pane windows reduce the leaking dramatically, so you save energy, which means that over time, your Window World windows will pay for themselves. And that's amazing. The soundproofing, the security is great. Lifetime warranty comes with every Window World window, includes glass breakage, and it's transferable if you ever sell your home. That means if the lawnmower shoots a rock through a pane, you call Window World and they'll replace it for free. Free in-home estimates. They guarantee the best quality at the best price to replace your leaky aluminum or wooden windows with energy-saving double-pane windows. Check it out with the free estimate in your home. 713-439-1172 or check them out online at windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172. Window World, simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.